At his camp, south of the Abbey Wall, Grunt and Curdley was reflecting also. He had become accustomed to the thunder of paws, either coming down or going up the ditch nearby. First it was sea raiders chasing brown rats, then it was brown rats chasing the sea raiders. Now it was his own horde again, madly stampeding from north to south. He watched with a jaundiced eye as they stumbled, slobbering and panting, into camp. As a change from boiled eggs, Gruntan was pigging down a mess of small roasted trout. Hawking loudly, he spat out in disgust, narrowly missing his old heeler, Laggle. The brown rat chieftain scowled sourly at her.
"What did you give me fishes for, you old frow's beg? Fishes ain't good victuals. They got bones in them. Sharp ones. They got fish skin too and bits. Lots of slimy bits."
Picking up another trout, he regarded it with disgust.
"Yeah, fishy's got eyes too, and they stares at ye when you're eating them."
He grabbed the nearest brown rat and slapped his face several times at the cooked trout.
"I likes eggs. Do you know why?"
The unfortunate brown rat tried to duck another slap from the trout.
"'Cause eggs taste better, boss."
Tossing the fish at Laggle, Grunthand wiped his paws on the brown rat's head before kicking him away.
"No, stupid. It's 'cause eggs ain't got bones and skin and slimy bits too. Leastways, not when they're boiled proper and peeled well."
He turned his attention on Stringle and the rest, who were lolling about, still huffing and puffing.
"So, you's lot a back, eh? Ha! The way you came bowling down that ditch, it sounded like you was being chased. So tell me, how many was after ye? 10 score? 20 score? Or was it just a bad-tempered wasp? Stand up, Stringle, and let's hear the sorry tale."
Stringle stood well clear of Grunt and Curdley and did his best to put a brave face on things.
"We chased those sea beasts, Chief, just like you told us to. When they saw us after them, they took off like scalded frogs. Ain't that right, mates?"
There was a murmur of agreement, then Stringle carried on with his report.
"Aye, they ran sure enough, but we charged after the gutless scum, chased them right into their camp, we did, and slayed them left, right and centre."
Gruntan raised his eyebrows.
"All of them?"
Stringle tried hard to look injured and gallant at the same time.
"Well, not exactly all of them, Chief. One or two of the cowards ran off, but we took care of the main gang. You won't be bothered by that lot no more."
Gruntan took a while to digest this information.
"What happened to their chief, this fox, Fizzy Longteeth? Where'd he go?"
Stringle blurted out.
"We captured him."
Grunthand picked a trout bone from his snaggled teeth.
"You captured him? Good. Well, where is he?"
Stringle hesitated, moving further away from Grunthand or any missile he might choose to throw.
"Well, that's what I was going to tell you, boss. It was like this, you see. We had him all trussed up, coming back here along the ditch we was, when all of a sudden there's this giant mad beast with a great big fork."
Grunthand belched and spat out another fish bone.
"What sort of giant mad beast?"
Stringle backed away even further.
"It's one of those tripounds, but about big as a tree with red eyes, stabbing away at us with his big fork and shouting."
Grunthand halted his captain's flow again.
"What was he shouting?"
Stringle replied promptly.
"Eulalia!"
The brown rat chieftain jiggled a grimy claw in one ear, staring hard at Stringle.
"Eula what? Say that again."
Throwing back his head and cupping both paws around his mouth for maximum effect, Stringle bellowed.
"Eulalia!"
Grunthand winced at the volume of the piercing sound.
"What's it supposed to mean?"
One of Stringle's command ventured a reply.
"Some kind of war cry, probably."
Grunthand stared directly at the speaker.
"War cry, eh? And what size do you say this stripe hand was?"
The brown rat soldier, who wished he had never spoken, echoed Stringle's original words.
"He was a giant, boss, with a great big fork."
Grunthand addressed his next remark to all the vermin.
"Bigger than me, was he?"
It was common knowledge that the brown rat leader could not stand the thought of any beast being bigger than him. He was exceedingly vain about his size. The horde hesitated, but Stringle shook his head.
Nah, no beast's bigger than the great Gruntan Curdly.
Swelling out his enormous stomach proudly, Gruntan pronounced.
Then that must make me a giant. Don't make your stripe aunt sound so big, do it?
Stringle shook his head miserably, knowing he had fallen into the trap.
No, boss, he ain't so big.
Shame on yous all for running away from him, then. Take him back out again, Stringle. Find the stripe aunt, bring me back his big fork and his skull, or his skin and bones. I don't care which, as long as he slays the beast. Ha! Grunt and Curdly ain't having giant stripe-aunts running round his territory.
Disobedience was out of the question. Stringle trooped out at the head of his dispirited troop back to the ditch bed. Having dismissed them, Gruntan turned his attention to what he viewed as more important matters.
Now, about those eggs I mentioned, Laggle. Where are they? Stir, you stumps, you old bat!